Hello, this is Nefertari with the Nefcast on the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. This is an unscheduled and impromptu podcast, but in light of my experiences last night, I felt it would be a good idea to share what happened with my fellow ATSers and see what you think about it. We had been outside wrapping up our Mother's Day festivities. We had built a fire out in our fire pit and were toasting marshmallows with our children. And I had gone in to start taking things in and cleaning up. And I had been in the house for a minute or a minute and a half when my daughter came in. And her eyes were wide. She had this look on her face. It's indescribable. I've never, ever seen it. She looked panicked. She was breathing really heavy. She could barely get the words out, and she just was like, "Mom," she's like, "you have to come out now, outside." She says, "You have to see it. You have to come now." She says, "Dad sees it too. You have to come. You have to see it." I said, What are you talking about, sweetie? What's going on? What's outside?" And she says, "There's lights." She says, "There's lights up there. I don't know what it is." She says, "But you've got to come. You've got to see this." I went outside. And my husband and my other four children were out there staring at the sky. And for a minute, I didn't really see where they were looking. And then I saw the lights flashing in the sky. And they appeared to be in the formation of a diamond, I would say. The closest thing I could come to. My daughter has told me that when they first came over the tree line, the lights that were flashing were green, and they did not turn red till they came over the field. They were across from us, just beyond our neighbor's house, and they just sat there hovering over that field for a few minutes, and we watched them as they kind of changed formation of the light placement. During that entire time, though, from then on, they did remain red flashing lights. And we just didn't know what to think of them. My husband had tried to take a picture with his camera phone, but it just could not catch the lights. It was just so dark. We live in the country, and it's so dark out here. He could not get it to pick up the lights. And we watched them as they changed formation, and he thought maybe they were helicopters because they were hovering there. But the only thing was, is although they were a little ways off from us, they weren't so far away. We would have heard a sound, especially since we weren't, you know, where we heard any city sounds or anything. It was completely silent outside, and except for the sound of the crickets. And there were no sounds of engines from choppers or anything. We heard nothing, but the lights were fairly large, definitely, because they seemed to be a ways up, and they, when they lit up, because they flashed, they were rather bright for that duration, and the pattern did seem to change. Now, I don't know if these were individual objects that were changing formation, or if perhaps they were on a single unit changing where the lights lit up on the unit. It's impossible to tell. We could not tell from the distance. They did not light up whatever they were on enough so that we could tell, at least not from where we were. Had we had the bravery to try to drive over to where they were and get underneath of them, that's another thing, but there's no way we were going to even attempt such a thing. So we watched them from a distance, quietly, wondering what they could be. And helicopter was the only thing that came to our minds besides something of extraterrestrial origin, because nothing else hovers and moves that slow. Eventually, after 3 or 4 minutes, they started to move on, and they moved at a very slow pace until we finally lost sight of them. If there are any ATSers out there that know of some instances where military choppers do fly in this sort of formation and hover and change formations like this, and but don't have any sound. If they know of something like that, please let me know. Right now, to my knowledge, we are in northwest Arkansas. I am not aware of any major military base near our area, at least not near where we are, because we're in a small town area. We're not near one of the cities. But if anybody knows of an explanation for this, please, please reply to this and share it with me. As far as that is all I have to account, is what I saw and what my daughter saw. So it would have to be a vehicle that has both the green and red lights, because she said that they were green initially when they were coming over the forest, and then they changed to red as they went over open ground. I have no idea why. I couldn't tell you, but that's what she saw. We only saw the red. But if anybody knows of anything that could this possibly, be, please respond to my my podcast. And for now, that's really all I have. So I wish everyone a good afternoon, and I hope to be hearing back from some people with some possible explanations of what we saw. Thank you very much. Bye.